Good morning. This will be the last Saturday talk of this year. And so this will be perhaps just a little bit different in that my preparation was also a little different from this. I am going to still bring up what will be basically the seventh patriarch. And his name is Qingyuan Jingzi. And the interesting part about it is that Ugin and Mushoku love hearing me use the Chinese. Ugin has actually told me, she said, listening to my pronunciation of the Chinese is like listening to a beautiful mountain stream run. See, you can believe that, Juzen. See, in other words, this is Seigen Gyochi. But I was having trouble, and I mentioned that I was starting to get bored with this, and then Gyonin said that she liked to have more of an overview of our lineage. And I'll continue to struggle with that. But what I did find in this one is that the foreword to Cleary's copy of this was written by Maizumi Roshi in 1976. And so I had at that point been practicing, and somehow 1969 comes up. And when you look at that, you know, we're looking at like, I think, 48, 49 years now. And so it's sort of a little fuzzy whether it was 68 or 69. Somehow I there was something about 69 that I do, in fact, remember. But again, so I'd been practicing with Roshi at this point about, oh, you know, about 7 years, I guess, something like that. And when he wrote this foreword, and he wrote a foreword essentially where he outlined what koan practice is. And I was taken with this. Now, all I did was copy this onto my iPad. And then what happens is that if you are pure in the practice. And this statement of pure, see, pure, has nothing to do with a Judeo-Christian ethic. See, it isn't pure against defiled. See, it means simply, see, that you hunger for the Dharma. See, and that becomes, see, the driving motivation behind your life. And that's literally true for myself. See, I once I found the Dharma, see, and I've told you the story of it, I realized that this is what I had been looking for, and if I take what some of the people have said, that I was looking for this, see, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. See, now whether or not you believe that is besides the point. Whatever you believe is wrong. See, and you have scientists who are telling that. See, your belief system is based upon duality. And duality, see, gives rise, see, in its ultimate goal to what you see here in this country today, and then you can just project that out over the world at large. Gross insensitivity to human suffering. As a matter of fact, exploiting it. For what? For financial gain, for treasure. See, and think about that. I heard somebody say something, and I didn't realize I was going this way. I'll come back quickly to the other side, see? But do you realize what's been part of our lives? See, somebody was saying that this, what we're seeing today and the corruption is the worst thing, and this one newscaster I listened to said, well, he thinks it was also equally bad what we did in Afghanistan and Iraq when we started there. See, how many lives have been lost? See, and now what do we do is the practice of Buddha Dharma. See, so long as you live in your head, talking to yourself, trapped in your emotions, rolling around in the slop of your mind. And that's all it is slop. See, you're condemning yourself to hell. You're doing it. The fact that you experience pain and suffering, you're doing it. And see, you can say that that's not your experience. See, but to that degree, you do not see. Because as this vision, see, becomes clearer and clearer, you begin to see the subtle points where you stick. Now, Sagan, some of you know, somebody working with koans now with the great Sagan, see. And yet, he again is a character that we're not quite certain, according to scholars, whether or not he's a mythical character. Because, see, we talk about the great Shitao in our Soto lineage. But the truth is, and Roshi will bring this up, the truth is these separations, this accommodates the intellectual. It gives satisfaction. It keeps them off the street. It keeps them, you know, not having to add additional tents in the underpasses. It gives them work. But it doesn't mean that it contributes much at all, unless they stop trying to interpret, see, and simply, to the best of their ability, translate what these old masters have told us. Now, with him, little is known about him. See, very clearly, from an early age, he was attracted to this. See, and when he heard, see, about the sixth patriarch, he went to visit the sixth patriarch, see, to question him, because he was already profoundly interested in the Dharma. Now, according to the historians, see, they're not certain, see, that he was even an actual character, or was some later scholar, Buddhist monk, who primarily was a scholar rather than a profound practitioner, put him in there to give legitimacy to the great Shitao. See, because they cannot find, see, in some of the records, his name even mentioned, see, from the great Wening, doesn't talk about him. But they wanted to give legitimacy to Shitao because Shitao was also practicing with the sixth patriarch. But he was 13 years old when the sixth patriarch died. See, and transmission. So again, now the way Maizumi Roshi would probably have answered this, see, to a practitioner, can you see the truth behind this? Because the scholars had also questioned whether the Platform Sutra was really, see, the teaching of the sixth patriarch. And that was a devastating revelation to me, because it was first published. We didn't have much when I started. I loved the Platform Sutra. And I was standing on the porch of the Zen Center talking about it, and somebody pointed out to me that that's probably just false, and that maybe it was just some unknown wrote it. And I was really, really taken back by that. And so I had to ask Roshi. And he said to me, "Nyogen, who cares if it speaks the truth?" See, and that's the case. We can't prove yesterday. So when we get in these kinds of discussions, this is the field of the intellectual. And it's good. See, it's good. As I say, it gives them work. See, so anyway, Sagan, as far as we're concerned, and some of his koans, quite marvelous. See, and in the meeting with the sixth ancestor, he asked, "In all that I do, how can I avoid falling into stages of spiritual development?" See, the sixth ancestor said, "How do you practice?" See, this is a question we should all ask. Sagan said, "I don't even practice the Four Noble Truths." The sixth ancestor said, "What stages have you fallen into?" See? Sagan said, "Without even studying the Four Noble Truths, what stages could I have fallen into?" The sixth ancestor was very impressed with his ability. And although there were many in the congregation, he was selected as head monk. See? Now again, this is a koan. See? And it's in the Denko Roku. See? And there are some amazing questions here. There are some amazing points to be made. Here the sixth ancestor meeting, or the seventh, it'd be Shi Tao. And that's not quite right, because there he, and we'll see this, the, how it forks off from there down into the Shi Tao Sea. In all that I do, how can I avoid falling into stages of spiritual development? See, how can I avoid being trapped? See, and in the emotional, see, an intellectual grasping, how can I ask? See, no self-deception. He's asking that, right? How do I not deceive myself? And the sixth ancestor asks, how do you practice? See, that's a question that we should all ask ourselves. How do you practice? See, no self-deception. No self-deception. See, and this is one of the things that when I bring up the issue of purity in practice, see, I truly, truly tried to follow Roshi's admonition of no self-deception. And why that's so important, this no self-deception. See, I'll guarantee you that if you look carefully at yourself, you're constantly involved in self-deception and at different levels where it becomes so delicate, so refined, that only when you begin to open the eye clearly will you see how your attitude, a shadow of an attitude, shapes the way you experience this. See, and even to the degree that you can begin to grasp what I'm talking about when I say this. See, if you have an immediate intellectual response to this, you're missing it. It's trapped in darkness. See, but again, to clearly begin to see, no self-deception. See, and to watch, what is it that you want? Do you want posturing? See, you can follow the oligarchs, go into the tech posture. Or do you want emancipation? Do you want freedom? And what freedom brings with you? The freedom from birth and death. Do you believe this? See, do you believe the story of the Buddha? See, and I can tell you, see, that if you profoundly believe it, your practice will change. The sixth ancestor said, well, how do you practice? How do you practice? Is it a casual thing? You occasionally do a little here or there. You come here and you sit a little bit. Then you go back into the ruminating mind, serving the self. See, that's not much of a practice. However, any effort produces a certain result. See, but how do you practice? See, this is the determinant for if you're stuck in stages. One of the greatest of the old masters, the great Joshu. See, and I ask and I say again, or I present, do you believe the practice? Most of the scholars would consider his realization second only to Shakyamuni Buddha. See, I'm not sure Dogen would have elevated him to that position over Hongzhi. But see, what does the great Joshu, clearly one of the masters, what does he say about this Buddha Dharma? What is this we're talking about? Each one of you, see, is a manifestation of it, but how you manifest as Buddha Dharma is ordinary. And there is a hook. See, for those who don't practice with purity. He says, I don't even practice the Four Noble Truths. See? What's the only thing that he can practice? See, and the ancestor says, what stages have you fallen into? I don't even practice them. I'm not even practicing being holy. See, do you get that? See? Emperor Wu asked Bodhidharma, what is the primary teaching? vast emptiness. No holiness. See? No holiness. So long as you're practicing holiness, see, you bring up immediately the defiled. See? When you're trying to produce anything, to actualize anything, other, see, and stepping back, turning the light inward, and manifesting as ordinary. See, this is important.